story about...
Chofetz Chaim says, because of tirdos. What does the word tirdo mean? So I saw the translation of the word tirdo is distractions. Distractions stop us from being able to learn. The way we once were able to learn. I'm going to give you a mashal. I was on a plane Wednesday morning coming back. On United. American doesn't have this. I very rarely fly United. I always fly American. Whatever. It's on United. And now United is telling everybody the good news. What's the good news? You can get live TV on the plane. So I'm in the back of the plane looking forward. And I see whatever it is, 150 screens. And they all say like this, 100 channels. Is that a distraction? Is one mind distracted to the extent that one will have a challenge in being able to learn? I think the answer is yes. Distracted. Person distracted. So Chaim wants to know why we don't learn like we do in other years. One is the chet. The other one is the tirdus. Tirdus.
And they're getting bigger.
Now, Chofetz Chaim, I have a sefer at home called, I brought it here tonight, called Pirush Chofetz Chaim al Sidur HaTfilah. Pirush Chofetz Chaim on Tfilah. Chofetz Chaim says, he makes a diuk. He makes a diuk in the bracha of Elokei Neshama. In the bracha that we say every morning, every single day of the year, Elokei Neshama should have sat to be Tahiri, Chofetz Chaim like this. Elokei Neshama should have sat to be Tahiri. The Neshama that you gave me is Torah. Ata Varasa. You created it. Ata Yitzarta. Ata Nefachta Bi. Torah Shamra Bikir Bi. But also little be many. You're going to take away the neshama. Ulachazira bil yosad lovely. He says the Chofetz Chaim, Ulachazira has a mapike. Lachazira bil yosad lovely. What's the mapike for? He says the Chofetz Chaim, unbelievable. Set. Is this on speaker?
No, they can hear you. You can't hear them.
But it's on speaker?
Yeah.
So, says the Chofetz Chaim, an unbelievable thing. That neshama that we have nowadays, he tuchzor lanu liyosid lavoi. That same neshama is going to come back to us liyosid lavoi. V'im kein, kamachay v'olam lizor, l'bal yachtim. That a person cannot stain it. Chalila b'maisim roim. Ki eza busha tioloi, ki shalosad lovo, yekabal oisoi neshama b'chazor. Ata osa litla mimani, lach zira b. A person could think that when I come back, I'm going to get a neshama, a new neshama. No, you got to get back the same neshama. Not only that, you're going to get back the same neshama with the stains. Scary. What a scary thought. Now, I don't know, but I happen to have seen this vort. And then in a book. And the book says that the Chofetz Chaim said this vort. He called a special shmooze. I don't know why. Chofetz Chaim said this vort. Had a special shmooze in his house, Leil Shabbos, 2 a.m. He called, the whole yeshiva thought that he was going to announce a Mashiach's coming. Called the shmooze at 2 a.m. And he read over Lekai Neshama, translated into Yiddish, and said over his word. Pachat. Ach. Then the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim is your side now. Baruch ato Hashem alakeinu melech ha'olam shalei asani goy. Yaakov Avinu told Bnei Beisai in Parshas Vayishlach to take away all the Bnei Hanecha mikirbam. His kavin she yisiru milibam deyazorois. Included in that was that they should remove not only all the gold, silver, whatever they have from Avodah Zarah, right? But it also means all the deyazorois. Remove the deyazorois. Yitaru machshavaseya me'avak Avodah Zarah shenidvak ben b'chutzaros of Maishe Shechem. Remove any deyaz koizvois that they have. Listen to this. Chofetz Chaim had a minig in Birchas HaShachar before he said the Brachos Le'asani Goy. In this vad we had a Kabbalah. That for the Brachos Le'asani Goy, we had this Kabbalah a few years ago. Remember, Le'asani Goy, say it out loud with Kabbalah Le'asani Goy. I try, that's one of the things I try to keep doing in the write down for the Yomim, especially Chofetz Chaim Miss Akev Ksas Umehara B'Brachazu. He would stop and think. Then he would say, Baruch Hashem, Shlomotzosi be'atzmi shum shemet shel goyus birgashti u'machshavti. My hergeshim, my machshavas, I have no goyish guide inside of me. Then baruch atah Hashem alkeinu melech ha'olam shalei asani goy. What is your question, Rabbi Isai? What's the purpose of El? What's the purpose of Elul? The purpose of Elul is to have a shaychus with the Bayre. That's the purpose of Elul.
Bring yourself closer.
Bring yourself closer. Purpose of this vad is to try to figure out to get closer. What does tshuva mean?
To return.
Tshuva means to return. Hashem says like this, I'm giving you back a neshama. Your same neshama. My same neshama? You're giving me back my same neshama? Yes. Give back your same neshama. What do you want to do about it? I'm 50, 60, 70, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. What am I going to do with everything I did wrong? I'm going to get back this putrid, dirty, Rachman al Hassan, smelly neshama. What's the answer?
Tshuva.
What does tshuva mean?
Return. Get it back to its initial
state. I can return not only back to the Bayre, I can return to the Bayre Mela, I can return my neshama to make my neshama as smooth, as clean, as pristine as it was the Chatkila when I started. For those people who may be listening to the V'ad for the first time, after we discuss something like this, we try to talk L'maisa. L'maisa is that our job is to think of our yachas with the Bayre. What does it mean think of our yachas with the Bayre? To talk to Hashem. To talk to Hashem. What does it mean to talk to Hashem? To tell Hashem. I want to have a shaykhus with you. I want to have a shaykhus with you. As we once did, Alpira Vigda Miller, Tzatzal, to tell Hashem that I love you. To tell Hashem, help me. Tell Hashem, help me. Help my family. Help me. Help me. I want. Help me. Help me to do what? Help me to be a better yid. I may need money. Okay. I may need a shidduch. Fine. I may need a house. Fine. I may need parnasa. Fine. Ask Hashem for whatever you want. But the tachlis is, so the kevish aichas with you. Now don't send me a check for $1 million and I'll see you next year. That's not the tachlis. If you send me a check for $1 million, Samela, I can daven a little longer shachris. I can daven a better mincha. I can daven a better mairev. I can have chavrusis. I might be able to even to pay people to learn with me. I don't know what I could do. I could pay people over my children. I could move to a better neighborhood. I could do Achnasas Orchim. What am I asking for? Because I want to be involved with you. I want to serve you. I want to serve you. So Chafetz Chaim is saying also that besides all of that, there's a din lachzirabi. 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 So somebody says, what's the Avodah Vel? The Avodah Vel is to return to Hashem. To renew our relationship. Sunday, I believe, was Rabbi Rucham Olson Shlita, Rashiva Laker, was here. He was here in town in Chicago. And I believe he's the one who said it. The Mishchaydish Elul is 30 days before Shoshana. We get a hazmana on Rosh Chodesh Elul. You get a hazmana on Rosh Chodesh Elul. You know what that means? You get a hazmana to a din. When a person gets a hazmana to a din Torah, so he gets hazmana 30 days before. Rosh Chodesh Elul is when we get the hazmana. I'd like to say that the word hazmana, I believe he said it from the Zohar. The word hazmana means
zmana, right?
The word hazmana means an invitation to a time. Right? Mm-hmm. And hazmana can be an invitation to a chasana. Hazmana can be an invitation to a din Torah. I'm wondering if the hazmana is an invitation to have a relationship. I'm inviting you back. That will make the din Torah a completely different din Torah. That's the pshat in the famous kasha, which everybody knows, or Yishol's kasha. That's the pshat. The reason that Rosh Hashanah is before Yom Kippur, we should ask for Mechila first and then go into Rosh Hashanah for Din, because we can't have Din without recognizing that there's a Bayre. So that's what we always heard. You have to recognize there's a Bayre. If there's a Bayre, there'll be Mamluch the Bayre. I'm being Maisif. You have to say to the Bayre, I want to have a relationship with you. You're the king. I want to have a relationship. I want to meet with you. I want to talk to you. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to do your Ratzin. I want to do your Ratzin. Okay, I'm going to ask for a second. I don't know if we're going to be able to get a good answer, but can anybody tell me who's on the phone? Anybody who just wants to say hello, just say the name quickly, because I'd like to suggest one more thing.
Clive Harris.
Who is that?
Okay. Yep. Okay, fine. So I'm thanking everybody who's on all the phones here and just saying the following, that if we're zeichet to have another VOD next week, then maybe we should try every day until next Thursday night. When we say L'Kai Neshoma, Tav Kavon, and we say L'Ach Zirabi. You're going to give me back the Neshoma. Hashem, it's El. I want my Neshoma to be cleansed. I want to clean it. I don't want to get it back with the stains. That's our job. I don't want to get back with the stains. That's our job. What a job. Don't want to get back to the Neshama with the stains. What does that mean? Because I want to have a relationship with you. There's only one way that a Neshama can get cleansed. How? By doing tshuva. We're doing tshuva. Tshuva means, as Rav Shneur Zatzal used to be medayik in the koteret, in the heading for the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, tshuva is lefnei Hashem. What do you mean, maskim? I want a relationship. So we should all be zeicher, Rabbi, all of us, to want to have a relationship and to have a relationship. Anila doidi v'doidi li. That's Elul. That's the Avodah. So Bez Hashem, it's less than 30 days when Azman al-Adin will have a yachas with the dying. I don't mean chas v'shom m'shoichar. It'll be yachas with the dying that we're going to do the Ratzin. The Ratzin l'fnei the Melech. Ratzin l'fnei the Melech. What an unbelievable concept. We should all be zeicher. So once again, I thank everybody for calling in. Next week, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. It should be only with Hatzlacha Rabbah to everybody. Kol Tov. Thank you. Thank you, Kol Tov.
Thank you.